This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 123. Look up to make American friends. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA.
Do you stare down at your phone or leave your headphones in when you could be making a great connection in English? Find out why you should change this habit to have a better life today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Lindsay, do you use your smartphone a lot, like most of us do?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I got a smartphone a couple of years ago, actually, for the first time. And I didn't think it would happen to me, but it did. I got sucked in.
Sure.
So now my go-to is to check the news. I read the New York Times on my phone. It's crazy. I'm just so enmeshed in my phone.
Yeah. I was a holdout for a while, but when I was teaching in New York City, a lot of the teachers would email instead of just texting, and they would get it on their smartphones. And I still had a flip phone. And I wouldn't be able to check my email when I was out and about. And I realized pretty quickly, it actually happened. There was a snow day, and the way they let us know was through email. So I still went, and I got to the school, and it was closed, and I realized, oh no. And then I said, can you guys text, please? But they just didn't. They were often emailing, expecting people to get it on their phones. So I realized, I got to get a smartphone.
Yeah, that'll happen. I remember, just a few years ago, I was also a holdout on that. And I remember noticing on the train, everyone all of a sudden was staring at their phone all the time, because flip phones, there's not much to stare at, right? But your smartphone, there's the whole world to look at, right? All the news, everything. So I found myself awkwardly on the train, like on the R train on the way back to Brooklyn. I would see everyone with their phone in their face staring at it. So I would take out my phone and read my text messages.
Just to have something to be looking at.
Yeah.
You play like Centipede. It was like the old game that was on flip phones.
It was pretty bad, but eventually got the smartphone and then became like everyone else, sadly. But what's today's episode about, Aubrey? Because we have to take our eyes off our phones.
I know. That's the thing. We want to talk about the importance of looking up, right? To make friends, to make eye contact, because we are all getting stuck in this rut of, if we're out and about, we might have lots of people around that we could talk to, but instead we're just staring at our phone, reading the news, reading email. Even if it's just listening to music, we still want to be looking down at our phone. It's a crutch, and it's keeping us from making connections that could be lifelong friendships.
It's so true. Imagine, we talk about this a lot on the show. Connection, not perfection. That moment, you'll never get it back. That opportunity to talk to that person in that moment. So don't miss it. But what does it all start with, Aubrey? What was the nonverbal that it starts with
eye contact, right? Imagine you're sitting on a subway train next to someone and you're both looking at your phones and you just start talking to them without looking in their eyes. That would be super weird.
Scary. Scary and weird and very antisocial behavior. The person would definitely move away from you.
Probably.
So you have to make eye contact first, but you can't have that if your eyes are stuck on your phone, on your screen. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. But I guarantee you, I have noticed, sometimes when I'm in that situation, almost everyone's on their phone. But if I choose to look up, there's at least one person who's just enjoying the experience. They're also looking up, maybe just thinking about something. Mm-hmm. Go stand next to that person. Ask them how their day was. Just start a conversation, because someone who's not on their phone, they're open to a conversation, to making. That's kind of the nice thing about everyone being on their phones, is it's very clear who has had a good day and is in a place where they could chat.
Right. So, right. And on the flip side, if you don't want to talk to people, taking your phone is a good idea. Totally. But we're human beings. We want to connect. So what kind of context do we see this happening being effective in, Aubrey? What would you say? What kind of situations?
Yeah, definitely on the train. I remember all the time in New York. But for me now, at the park, I'll be at the park with my kids and another mom will sit next to me. And once upon a time, we always would have started a conversation, just chat about our kids, about the day, where they live.
Oh my gosh.
Now, often, if I'm already on my phone, because there wasn't anyone there a minute ago, she'll just pull out her phone and neither of us will talk. It's so sad. We could have ended up being great friends, or at least our kids.
It's so true. I've had so many of these moments. For example, the cafe across the street from my house. Sometimes I'll go there, get a coffee, and I have a choice. When I'm standing there waiting for my coffee to be made, I could keep my phone in my pocket and have a conversation with the barista or the person waiting right next to me, or I could stare at my phone, and I do a little bit of both. But it is sad. Like, you have a sense of sadness when you realize that that's what you're choosing, the phone, right? Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I did notice in Mexico, I didn't have as great of service. So it was in my room the whole time. Yeah. And I had so many great conversations with the friends we were traveling with other people there, because I didn't have my phone there as a crutch. I was kind of forcing me to have those conversations.
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing, especially, I'm not sure if you have an international plan, but if you go abroad and for whatever reason, you just can't use your phone, that's so refreshing. It's like freedom, total freedom.
It is. Yeah, it's such a difference, because I do get tired of, I think it tires our eyes to be staring at screen all the time. It's actually a really good tip to just check your screen time usage each week, or have it set to give you a push notification of how much time you're on your phone each week, because you might be surprised. Sometimes I'm like mind boggled many hours I was on my phone.
That
happens without you realizing it. And if you get that sort of check and realize, okay, I should be putting this away and making more connections with the people in my life.
Right. And do you think the same goes for having headphones in? Because when we have headphones in, we're listening to something, a podcast, a YouTube video, and we're also really not available
for conversation. Even more so, right? Because if you're looking at your phone reading the news, someone still might say something to you to see if you're up for a conversation. If you have headphones in, that's such a clear sign of don't talk to me.
yeah. So be careful. Take them out. You know, usually when I take my dog to the park in the morning and we find dogs to play with, I will purposefully just take the headphones out as I'm talking to the other owner, just to make it clear that I'm open to talking about our dogs and connecting. And it's a beautiful morning in the park in Denver. Why not? Right?
Definitely. Right. And I know it's tricky now because there are so many great podcasts you could be listening to, or you might be listening to an audiobook, and it's a little bit more, has to be more of a conscious decision to pause it, remove them, and connect with the person there with you.
But it's worth it. So we want to encourage you guys. I mean, that's what today's episode is all about. It is worth it. Imagine the connection you could make, or imagine how much better your day could just be because you've made that little conversation. And of course, you've worked on your English. So we want to encourage you, take those headphones out. The podcast will wait. You can hit pause. Right. It will wait. We will wait. We'll wait for you if you're listening to us. And make that eye contact and connect with that person. Right, Aubrey?
I have one final question for you. Do you ever leave your headphones in when you are like making a purchase at a store, or maybe you're on a phone call? Do you ever just continue the phone call when you like actually should be interacting with a cashier? I feel like I see people do this more and more.
That's a good question. A phone call would be challenging for me because I'm not that good at multitasking like that, to maintain a conversation and to have the person ask me, do you want a credit card, or, you know, would be too much. But I may sometimes, sadly, leave my headphone. I'll admit it. I'm not above this. Right? I will sometimes leave my headphones in, listening to a podcast, and make a purchase.
And I think it's become more socially acceptable, but I feel like, I don't know, I still feel that like, ooh, I feel really rude if I keep talking through my headphones, or if I'm listening to a podcast and not really paying attention, I really try to take them out, ask the person how their day is going, and be present with them, even if it's that short exchange of them, asking for my credit card, because I feel like it's so, you're just devaluing their, the task they're performing for you. So I don't know. I encourage my kids to not do that. My students, when I lived in the Bronx, I was like, take out your headphones when you're at a store. It's, it's just so nice to, even if it's that short exchange, that's still a connection. That's still a chance to use English. And take out your headphones and prioritize that conversation with whoever it is.
I love it. That's our message today. Take out your headphones, make eye contact, be a human being, right? Because humans want to connect. We still, even though we have all this amazing technology and it's getting bigger and faster and scarier, we are still human at our core and we still need to connect. Otherwise, we're just not going to feel happy in life.
You don't know who needs that just little bit of boost, right? It may be a total stranger, but when you're having that interaction, even if they're just your cashier and you say, how are you doing today? How's your day going? That might really just be the connection they needed to give them that boost of like, okay, people do care. I'm okay. You don't know what people are experiencing. So it's
good
for us to try and give them that boost,
It's so true. And then the ripple effect that that could have, if you change their day, they change someone else's day, and we could go on and on. I mean, that's the positive effect you can have on the world by just choosing one thing.
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. You got it, Aubrey. All right. This has been great. Well, thanks for being on the show today and chatting about this. Such an important topic.
Yes, for sure. Thanks, Lindsay. I'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.